The Clippers taking on the Indianapolis Indians for the second game of a six-game series. The Clippers won it yesterday. It was a low-scoring affair. Both teams had several scoring opportunities, but all in all, the Clippers cashed in on a few. They scored a run in the first. They had two runs in the fourth inning to make it a 3-0 ball game. Indianapolis would get to within a run, making it 3-2. The Clippers got an RBI ground out from Richie Palacios in the late going for an insurance run in the ninth inning, and the final score was 4-2. Adam Scott was the starter for the Clippers and pitched very well through four innings. It got away from him a little bit in the fifth. He walked a couple of batters. The Clippers committed an error in that frame. Indianapolis had only one hit in the fifth inning, but it was their run-scoring frame when they brought both of their runs home. The Clippers' bullpen would do the job the rest of the way. Aaron Pinto picked it up from Scott and was able to put him down in the fifth inning and pitched two innings total. He earns the win. The Clippers have 10 wins on the season, and all 10 belong to a different pitcher. Unbelievable. Nobody else in the International League has done that. Nick Michalacik pitched a scoreless inning. Robert Broom did as well, and Ian Jabeau nailed it down in the ninth for his first save of the season. He struck out three batters, so the Clippers used five pitchers. Indianapolis brought seven pitchers out onto the hill yesterday. So today, day baseball here, scheduled for a 1:35 first pitch in the Circle City of Indianapolis, Indiana. Zach Draper will get the start for the Columbus Clippers as they try to make it 10 wins in a row. 9-game winning streak for the Clippers, the first time since 2016 that they have accomplished that feat. So can the Clippers get to 10? We will find out in the coming moments. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. Columbus Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum Pregame Show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out.
All right, there is our national anthem today. Baseball is just moments away. Let's get you the starting lineups, brought to you as always by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV with all home and away games streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. Save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details. Clippers bat first. It'll be Richie Palacios at second base leading things off, followed by the left fielder Will Benson. Alex Call will bat third, play center field. Oscar Gonzalez is the designated hitter today, batting cleanup. Daniel Johnson in right will bat fifth. David Fry sixth at first base. In the bottom third of the order for the Clippers is Mitch Tolman at shortstop, Gavin Collins at catcher, and Jose Fermin at third base. Zach Draper gets the start for the Clippers today. For the top farm club for the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Indianapolis Indians, it'll be O'Neill Cruz leading off at shortstop. His double play partner, Jihwan Bae, will bat second at second base. Anthony Alford continues his Major League rehab assignment. He'll be the designated hitter batting third. Mason Martin is the first baseman and the cleanup man. Rodolfo Castro bats fifth at the hot corner. Kanan Smith-Njigba will be the left fielder batting sixth, followed by Cal Mitchell in right. Michael Perez will be the catcher batting eighth. Jared Oliva, the center fielder, is at the bottom of the order. So Bido will be on the hill, just about set to lead Indy out onto the field. We're obviously not going to get started on time at 1:35 because the Indy Indians are still in the dugout. Not entirely sure why they are still in the dugout, but they are. Now they head out onto the field, finally. It is a sunny day in the Circle City. It is not a warm day. About a half an hour ago, we had pretty thick cloud cover overhead. That has broken up a little bit. 54 degrees will be your game time temperature, and it is windy, blowing out toward the left field corner at about 13 to 15 miles per hour. There is rain in the forecast for central Indiana in the middle of the week, starting probably this evening and going into the morning hours tomorrow. Now, tomorrow's game is a noon 05 first pitch. We'll see if that has any negative impact on tomorrow's game. But hopefully today we will be unfettered and we will get right through game two. And hopefully for the Clippers, they will come out on top for their 10th consecutive win. Game time conditions brought to you by Aldi. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all of your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Bido out on the mound going through his final warm-up tosses. Here's the defensive alignment behind him. In left field, Kanan Smith-Njigba. And in center, it's Jared Oliva. And in right field, Cal Mitchell. Around the horn from third to first, Rodolfo Castro and O'Neill Cruz on the left side. Juwan Bey at second base. Mason Martin at first on the right side. Michael Perez will be the catcher. Defensive alignment brought to you by the Ohio Lottery. Winning happens every day. Visit ohiolottery.com. Richie Palacios makes his way into the left-handed batter's box. Playing on the infield for the first time this year. Feet close together in the left-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. And it's a fast per hour. We are underway at 1:37 in the p.m., a couple of minutes behind our scheduled start time. Bido rocks and fires. Another fastball. This one swung on and missed. Palacios could not catch up. And he is in an 0-2 hole. Next offering is inside. Slight shift to the pull side on the infield against Palacios, who swings at the 1-2 and fouls it away down the left field line. We will have another 1-2 offering. The Cleveland Guardians, had a lot of roster moves today. And with that, the Columbus Clippers have a lot of roster moves today. The Guardians, here's a ground ball up the middle, right to Cruz, the shortstop. He's got it, throws to first in time for the out. The Guardians had four players confirmed today to go on the COVID injured list. Terry Francona confirmed that Cal Quantrill, Owen Miller, Yu Chang, and Anthony Castro, newest member of the organization acquired for Bradley Zimmer for the Toronto Blue Jays, have gone on the COVID injured list. There's a called strike to the two hitter, Will Benson. Bido deals. He gets his swing and a foul tip in and out of the catcher's mitt quickly, 0-2. So as a result, now Chang was put on the injured list a few days ago, and it wasn't announced at the time, but as it turns out, it was the COVID IL. The Guardians need some reinforcements. Hard ground ball to the third baseman playing the shortstop position. Castro's got it, throws out Benson quickly, two away. Guardians have a doubleheader today. The 29th man for the doubleheader is Gabriel Arias, taken out of the Clippers batting order yesterday just before game time. Arias will make his major league debut today for the Guardians. And Cleveland also selected the contracts of three Clippers pitchers, Kirk McCarty, Tanner Tully, and Eniel De Los Santos. First pitch to Alex Call is inside for ball one. Bases empty, two down. Just underway here. Next pitch, breaking ball. This is outside, 2-0. Because it is the COVID injured list, those players do not count against the 40-man roster. And my understanding is the three contracts that were selected to replace them will not have to be added to the 40-man roster on a permanent basis. 3-0 pitch coming. And it is low for ball four. McCall takes four straight out of the zone. He's aboard for Oscar Gonzalez, and you love having runners on base in front of Gonzalez. He's driven in eight runs, had a huge day yesterday, a triple and a double and a single. This is not a home run friendly yard. Right now, the wind is blowing stiffly across the field from right to left. Should help out a right-hander who pulls the ball up into the air. The pitch. Hit on the ground, though, to the shortstop. Funky hop to Cruz. He's able to stay with it. Throws to first. It's in the dirt, but Mason Martin digs it out for out number three. So the Clippers go quietly in the first inning. They leave a man aboard. No hits. Half an inning in the books. No score in Indianapolis.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Ice cream, that's Perry's. P-E-R-R-Y-S is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's. Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility. Bottom of the first inning. Top of the order for the home team. No score. Indianapolis trying to snap the Clippers' 9-game winning streak. O'Neal Cruz, left-handed batter, top prospect for the Pittsburgh Pirates, will face left-handed starter for the Clippers today, Zach Draper. Draper is a relief pitcher. But with all the roster moves going on for the Cleveland Guardians, it's going to be a bullpen day for Columbus. First pitch is in for a called strike, 0-1. Draper right back to it. Off speed. That is in for a called strike, and it's 0-2 now. Draper, 6'3", 200-pounder out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Got his first AAA action last year for Columbus. Misses in the dirt here. One ball, two strikes. Lefty peers in, gets his sign, flutters the glove, kicks and fires. And a breaking ball hit David Fry. The first baseman will scoop it up and take it to the bag himself for the three unassisted put away. Draper pitched in one spring training game for the Guardians this year. First pitch swinging. Chihuan Bay fouls it away. He did the job in his only inning. He walked a man, struck one out, allowed no runs, no hits. He winds, he deals. And a swing and a high fly ball into the gap in left center field, but it's slicing over toward Will Benson. The left fielder charging at it makes the catch. Boy, Chihuan Bay has that, I don't know if you want to call it prototypical swing for players that come over from Korea or from Japan, where it's just trying to make some contact. Late swing, trying to punch the ball the other way. Sometimes he gets around to pull on it. He did yesterday quite frequently, pulling it hard on the ground to first. It's just that little stride, a lot of hands, good contact. Just, he's a hard guy to strike out. He hits the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost, yeah, you saw it. Ichiro is the first guy, I think, that really typified it on this side of the pond, obviously. But you've seen it from other Japanese players and players that have played in the KBO. Especially with two strikes. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed a high fastball. Anthony Alford at the plate. Down to the count 1-2. I like what we've seen from Ji-Hwan Bae a lot. Among the league leaders in stolen, you can see he's going to be a tough out. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, that is hit high and deep to left field, and it's not coming back. Alford hits it to the wraparound concourse for a solo home run. And it's 1-0 Indianapolis. Draper got ahead in the count, but threw him too good a pitch. So 1-0 Indy. During this winning streak, obviously the Clippers have not worried too much about falling behind early. Syracuse, in a couple games in that series, scored early runs. In fact, in one of those games, the Mets went up 6-0 on the Clippers. Before Columbus came roaring back to erase that deficit, and then another three-run deficit later on. Draper deals up and in, and he hit him. Went across the back of the arm, and Mason Martin is aboard. Check the replay here. And got him on the tricep area. Stings for sure, but there are worse places to be hit. Rodolfo Castro to the plate. Draper looks in for his sign. Runner goes. Here's the pitch. There will not be a throw. It was an off-speed offering low. And there was no opportunity for Gavin Collins to even try to throw out Mason Martin. So he steals it easily, and it's a one ball, no strike count to Rodolfo. Draper last year for the Clippers appeared in four ball games. Delivers here a called strike 1-1. Split his season between three levels a year ago, the lefty. Looks to second base. Huge secondary lead. Now the pitch. And it misses off the inside corner. Two balls and one strike. Draper pitched 12 games in Lake County, 7 in Akron, and 4 in Columbus. Overall in his career, he is 21-16. Began his pro career as a starter. It's a ground ball here out to second base. Palacios has it, and an easy throw on to first will do away with Indianapolis. Rodolfo Castro is retired, but a run on a hit, and a man left aboard makes it 1-0 Indy after an inning at Victory Field.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hi, I'm Charles Burris, franchisee for your local Papa John's here in Central Ohio. You may have heard us talk about why working with Papa John's is for you. Here's more about your growth and opportunity. Hourly assistant managers earn up to $17 per hour plus bonus. Work your way up or start as a general manager and earn an annual salary of over $50,000 plus bonus. And with our success, our bonus plan delivers. Additionally, when we hit our goals, we take our general managers and a guest on an all-expense-paid trip to a cool resort to celebrate our success. Trust me, last year was a lot of fun. So wherever you start, you can grow with Papa John's. You can earn awesome pay and bonuses, enjoy our competitive benefits, and have some fun along the way. Every one of our area coaches, as I did, started out as an hourly team member. So come grow with us and find out why Papa John's is the right place for you. Stop by one of our stores or apply online at jobs.papajohns.com.
Papa John's is an equal opportunity employer. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Franchise employment offerings and conditions shall be determined by the individual franchise owner.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone. done.
Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Clippers down one run. Anthony Alford, a solo home run for Indianapolis in their half of the first inning. Daniel Johnson to lead things off. Left-handed batter Johnson stands in. Here's the first pitch to him, and it's over but low for ball one. 242 batting average for Johnson on the year. A couple of home runs, eight batted in. Swings to this pitch and fouls it away down the left field line. 1-1 count. Osvaldo Bido. Right-handed starter for Indianapolis. Goes back to work, and the 1-1 pitch is low and inside. Two balls and a strike. Bido signed as an undrafted free agent, international free agent back in 2017 out of Los Hidalgos in the Dominican Republic. It's another foul ball. He's 25 years of age. 6'3", listed at 175. He is a slim fella. Been mostly a starter in his pro career, reaching AAA for the first time last year. Johnson hits it hard, but the triangle shift is going to work against him. Second baseman Bay, 20 feet into the outfield grass and positioned properly, will take it on the second hop and throw out Johnson. That goes 4-3 in your scorebook. Here's David Fry now, the Clippers' first baseman. Fry off to a slow start offensively in terms of batting average at 143, but his hits have had a pretty significant impact when they've fallen in. Two and five runs scored. Swings a first pitch breaking ball, and he got out in front. It's going to be foul down the left field line. A 1-1 count to Fry, his first year in the Guardians organization. Drafted by Milwaukee back in 2018, 17th round pick out of Northwest State University of Louisiana. Natchitoches, Louisiana. Swings another breaking ball. This one's popped up on the infield. Castro, Perez, it'll be the catcher, Perez, to make the catch outside of the third base line. Goes officially as a foul ball, out number two. Here's Mitch Tolman now. Tolman, also in his first year with the Guardians, he actually played for Indianapolis in 2019, came up as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. Looks at a fastball down and in. The Buccos made him their seventh round pick in 2015 out of Oregon. Tolman, a California native, takes outside, two balls, no strikes. Matriculated in Eugene. Next offering, called a strike on the outside corner. The wind, the pitch, 2-1, just a whisker wide, three balls and a strike now. Tolman in 2019 has played in a dozen games for the Indians, hit 273, and here he takes down and in for ball four. Another two-out walk issued by Bido. First one didn't bite him. He walked Alex Call with two down in the first inning. Oscar Gonzalez grounded to the shortstop. Now it'll be Gavin Collins' turn. Mm-hmm. Collins awaits the first pitch. Here it comes. And it's a fastball on the inner half for a called strike, 0-1. Clippers backstop. Playing in his seventh game, hitting .294. Doesn't have a home run, has one home run on the season and two runs batted in. Quick pickoff attempt to first base, and the runner is back in time. Now, just before that pickoff attempt, Beto stepped off the back of the rubber. I don't know if he's the one that called time when it happened, though, or not. Middle infield, pinch towards second. There's no double play in order here, obviously, but they just have that spray chart on Collins, who swings and fouls it away. Two to the Clippers catcher. Game two of this series, the Clippers have rattled off nine straight wins for the first time since 2016. The pitch. Breaking ball, tried to get him to chase, and Collins laid off. He started his swing but held it back. Doe delivers another breaking ball. This is slowly hit toward the shortstop, Cruz. He's got it. Muscles a throw to first. Again, it's in the dirt. And once more, Mason Martin saves his bacon with a good short hop catch for out number three. So the second inning goes just like the first for the Clippers. Out, out, walk, ground out to the shortstop. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 1-0 Indianapolis in Indy.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, "Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh." That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Indianapolis up 1-0. Zach Draper out for another inning's worth of work. Not entirely sure how long the Clippers will try and ride Draper here on a bullpen day. If you've got a starting pitcher that can go two, if he can go three, that's a real boom. First pitch is a called strike. Draper allowed a solo home. Hit Mason Martin with a pitch up on the arm. Deals with Kanan Smith-Njigba now, and the first two pitches, both strikes, one looking, one swinging. 0-2 to the left fielder. Draper winds, deals, and gets a swing and a miss, strike three. Smith-Njigba chased a breaking ball away, and that is the first strikeout for Draper. Cal Mitchell, another left-handed batter, off to a hot start this year. We'll dig in. Mitchell, 13 for his first 39. He has driven in a team-best 12 runs. He's got four doubles, three homers. And he looks at a breaking ball, a strike called on the inside corner, 0-1. Indianapolis has had several good starts to the campaign offensively. Draper deals, and it's fouled away. They are upper middle of the pack. In terms of team batting average at 256, They're sixth overall in the International League. Draper's next pitch. Hard line drive past the outstretched glove of the third baseman, Jose Fermin. They were playing the over shift, so Fermin came closest to it as it went right by the shortstop position. That's a clean single. And Mitchell is aboard. Brings up Michael Perez. Indianapolis has had a lot of hits. They've had a lot of doubles. They've not had many home runs. You'd expect that. The home run for Alford was number 7 on the season, and that ties them for the lowest total. They were lowest coming in. They had 6. They now have 7, tied with Lehigh Valley. For the fewest home runs in the International League, there are 2 other teams still in single digits, Buffalo and Omaha, each with 8. That's surprising. Omaha last year murdered everybody with home runs. Now Bobby Witt Jr. is in the major leagues, and it's in for a called strike. MJ Melendez, the catcher, is still there. Nick Prado, still there. Those guys were major bashers last year. Melendez led all of the minor leagues in home runs a season ago and did most of it in Double A. But when he was promoted to Triple A, the Clippers got a look at him, and boy, he can hit it a mile. 1-1, the count to Perez. One on, one out. Clippers looking for a double play ball. Drapers staring at the runner at first, now delivers. And a pitch over, but boy, just must have been low. 2-1. Yesterday we had a very tight strike zone. Today it's Reed Bassner calling the balls and strikes. Aaron Higgins at first base. Zoe Evans is the umpire at third. Here's the pitch. And it's hit on the ground up the middle. That is tailor-made, as easy as it gets. Tolman gloves it while standing on second, flings to first. That's a double play, and it will end the second inning. No runs, one hit, nobody left aboard for Indianapolis. We go to the top of the third inning. Indy leads Columbus by a 1-0 score.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
The great people with Triple T Transport out of Lewis Center take this time out to remind you most individuals are eligible to donate blood, but don't. Change that. Donate blood today. Your donation can save up to 3 lives by dividing it into red and white blood cells, platelets, and plasma. This from Triple T Transport out of Lewis Center, your long and short haul trucking and cartage experts. They are a 100% employee-owned company. Tune in to their Stay in Your Lane podcast. Wishing all a safe and happy spring.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Make sure your plans are on track for the kind of retirement you're counting on. And if you don't have a plan in place, it's time to get started. Listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Service Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. This week, John Heishman discusses managing risk in retirement. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top three. Clippers trailing it by a 1-0 score against Indianapolis. Nine, 1-2 for the visitors. Jose Fermin will lead things off, looking to get himself going. Batting average at 194. Fermin, though, has kept his on-base percentage up because he continues to draw walks. And base on balls for Fermin on the season, so his on-base percentage still a very good 370. Walk Walks have been the only base runners for the Clippers so far. Two no-hit innings for Osvaldo Bido, who misses low and away for ball one. Bido's retired the first two in each inning so far, then walked the third batter before getting a ground ball to the shortstop. Here's a swing and a high fly ball to left field. Smith and Jigba back to the wall, at the fence, leaps, and that one sneaks over the wall. A solo home run for Jose Fermin, his third of the year, and that ties the game at one apiece. Well, he is not the likeliest candidate to leave the yard here at Victory Field, but and had just enough to get it over the outfield wall for a game-tying solo home run. Now I say he's not the likeliest candidate, but with that swing of the bat, Fermin is tied for the team lead in homers. Richie Palacios just crushed a ball to right center field, but it's going to die out there just in front of the 405 sign. The wind knocked it down and kept that one in the park. Palacios gave it a ride, but he's out on the first pitch, caught by the center fielder Jared Oliva. Hit it right into the teeth of that wind on a calm day, even here in this big yard. That one might have gone, even though he hit it to one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. Here's Will Benson. He takes a fastball off the outside corner for ball one. Back to scratch here in the top of the third inning. Bido delivers. It's swung on and fouled off the catcher, and Perez goes down in a heap. Well, fans, if you're listening to today's game in your automobile, please remember to buckle your safety belt. A message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Overshift to the pull side against the left-handed batting Benson. He waits. Here's the pitch. It is over but low. 2-1 count. Tito's next pitch is low, 3-1. Benson batting 259. He doesn't have an extra base hit yet for the Clippers this year, 7 for 27. He's driven in a couple, drawn a couple of walks, and making another walk. It's ball four, down and in. So Bido has had some trouble with the base on balls. He had not. In his first three outings, Bido, in three games, one as a starter, had gone 7 1/3 innings, 4 runs on 6 hits. He'd only walked 2. He's already walked 3 today. He had struck out almost 2 batters per inning. 13 strikeouts in 7 frames. Today does not have a K. Goes to work, and Alex Call bunts it foul. Call drew a 4-pitch walk back in the first inning. 1-1 ball game, top of the third. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball. First of consecutive day games here in Indianapolis. Tomorrow will be even earlier, 12:05 scheduled first pitch. The 1. Breaking ball, misses the outside corner. Benson at first has good speed, and he's stolen 3 bags and 4 tries. Not going here. Another breaking ball, again off the outside corner. So just something for Bido that is not sharp today. Call waits. Here's the pitch. Fouled back our way. It'll go onto the roof just above the broadcast location. Clipper center fielder levels the bat a half dozen times. Bido finally comes set and deals a fastball. It's hit high in the air to shallow left field. Smith and Jigba coming on and will make the catch for out number 2. We'll see if Benson takes off here in this sequence. With two down and Oscar Gonzalez at the plate. You don't want to take the bat out of Gonzalez's hand. There he goes. Here's the pitch, and it's hit up the middle, just past the pitcher, and recovering is Bay. That's a great defensive play. He went over to take the throw on the stolen base. The ball was hit softly enough that Bay was able to stop in his tracks, reverse field, go back to his second base position, and pick it up to throw out Oscar Gonzalez 4-3. Clippers are gone. They get a solo home run to tie the game. Jose Fermin goes yard. And as we go to the bottom of the third, it's a 1-1 ball game in Indianapolis.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the third, 9-1 and 2 due up for Indianapolis. New pitcher on for the Clippers. Brett Daniels takes over on the hill. So for Zach Draper, two innings. One run earned, two hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Daniels, the right-hander from the third base side of the slab, goes into the motion. And the first pitch is off the outside corner to Jared Oliva, the nine-hitter. Oliva was a pinch hitter yesterday for Anthony Alford. Alford was in his first game on a rehab assignment. He is the DH today. And so Oliva goes into play center field, takes a called strike on a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Daniels, 6 feet tall, 194-pound right-hander out of Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. It's 1-1. It's a fastball hit in the air to right center. Call, Johnson, both there. It'll be Daniel Johnson to make the catch for out number one. Back to the top of the order now for O'Neill Cruz. Cruz, 6'7", 220-pounder, just 23 years of age. Originally signed by the Dodgers, and Pittsburgh got him via trade back in 2017. And he has risen up the ranks to be their top prospect, made his Major League debut last year. Looks at a first pitch in for a called strike, 0-1. Just a 189 batting average to start the season for him, though. Looking for his first homer. He's got five runs batted in. He's got plenty of power. Hits this one up the middle, but on the ground, it's going to get past Mitch Tolman. It was a scorcher. And Tolman was there, but could not adjust the glove on the hop. See if they charge an error. And it was a smash. But they had him played properly. Yeah, the ball just ate him up a little bit. They'll give an error. And that's one of those situations where you watch the game and people that have played baseball, here's a high fly ball off the bat of Bay, but not deep. Johnson back a half a dozen steps, now comes in and makes the catch right about where he started. So one pitch and Bay is put away for out number two. But that ground ball off the bat of Cruz, If you were to look at just an overhead shot of a diagram of the play, you would think, well, how do you not make that play as a shortstop? A ball hit basically right to you. But it just tells you how difficult the game of baseball is at the highest levels. The average Joe with the glove in his hand standing 120 feet away from that ground ball would do everything in their power to get out of the way of that missile coming toward them. Time called just before the pitch. As Daniels was going into his motion. So Tolman will tell you he should have made the play. He'll say, I've got to adjust the glove. I've got to grab that baseball. I've got to pick my pitcher up there. But it's just another illustration of how actually difficult even the most routine things are on a baseball field. Alford facing a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, misses the outside corner. At first, two down, 1-1 ball game. Next pitch, good hook, swung on and missed. Alford was way out in front. Alford hit a solo home run blast in the first inning that gave Indianapolis a 1-0 lead. A homer of his own is tied at 1-1. The pitch. Popped up right field side. Long run for David Fry into foul territory. He's going to get there to make the catch in front of the rolled up field tarp. That is a good play. Navigating unfamiliar territory and coming up on a very solid object. He stayed with it and made it cool and calm and collected. That's out number three. No runs, no hits. One Clippers error and one man left aboard. After three, nothing settled in Indy. It's a 1-1 ball game.
Hi, this is Colleen Dill from Dill's Greenhouse. Spring is in full bloom at Dill's right now. Dill's high-quality perennial flowers include many hard-to-find varieties, and most are homegrown right here at Dill's. This weekend is our big perennial sale. Buy three and get the fourth free. And ask our knowledgeable staff, and we can help you choose the right products for your gardening need, including natural and organic products.
Dill's Greenhouse at Rager Road and Route 33 in Groveport. Dillsgreenhouse.net.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Do you want the best for your car? Then fill up with premium at Circle K. Circle K Premium is our best fuel with double the cleaning detergent, protecting your engine from corrosion and damage so it can work at its best. And that, my friend, increases your mileage for more cha-ching in your pocket. Plus, when you fill up with premium at Circle K, you can save up to 20 cents per gallon. Offer valid Thursdays or Fridays at participating stores. For details, visit CircleK.com. Circle K. How convenient.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Daniel Johnson will lead things off for the Clippers as we go to inning number four. 1-1 contest, each club with a solo home run. Johnson batting 235 on the year. He has two homers on the season. Check IL scores in this inning brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Johnson swings and misses at a first pitch fastball. Next offering, hit on the ground to the second baseman playing shallow right field. Johnson is out 4-3 to start the Clippers half of the fourth inning.
first baseman, Timothy David Brock.
A lot of action on the IL docket today with some early action, some doubleheaders. Game one in Buffalo. Bisons win it by a 2-1 score against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Fry takes a called strike. That'll even things at 1-1. Louisville at home beat Iowa 3-2 in an early game. Foul ball straight back to the screen. 1-2 now. Bottom of the eighth inning at Jacksonville. It is all Jumbo Shrimp leading the Gwinnett Stripers 9-1 at 1-1 Financial Ballpark. Memphis hosting Omaha. They've gone to the top of the fourth inning. In Memphis, Tennessee, and the Redbirds lead by a 5-4 score. Fry bounds one to third base. Up with it, Rodolfo Castro fires a strike across the infield. That's two quick and quiet outs here. Brings up Mitch Tolman. Other action around the league is later on. A doubleheader, Worcester at Syracuse. They'll start game one at 4:05. Durham at Norfolk, 6:35, same time in Toledo as they host the St. Paul Saints. 7:05 first pitch, Rochester at Lehigh Valley. And the late game is at 7:35, that's 6:35 Eastern time though. Or excuse me, 8:35 Eastern time. Nashville hosting Charlotte. Tolman takes inside on the 0-1 pitch, make it a ball and a strike to the Clippers shortstop. He walked back in the second inning. Bido delivers. Off speed downstairs. Tolman batting 241 for the Clippers. He's got a home run, three doubles, and six batted in. More walks than strikeouts. He's drawn 11 walks now on the season. 2-1 offering. Line drive, base hit into left field over the head of Rodolfo Castro. Just a second hit for Columbus. Here's Gavin Collins. Collins came up in the second inning with his basically lifetime teammate, Mitch Tolman, at first base. And Collins grounded out to the shortstop. These two played T-ball together and all the way up through school age. This is their first opportunity to play as professional teammates, though. Collins swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1, 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Light crowd on hand for this 1:35 start. Runner goes, and the ball gets in and out of the hand of the catcher, Perez. So give Tolman a stolen base without a throw. Scoring position. The pitch hit on the ground towards the shortstop, Cruz. Once again, he sucks it up, throws to first, and it's a bad throw. It will be Tolman. Cruz threw it high and to the home plate side, and Mason Martin, who had saved Cruz's bacon on two low throws earlier, could not help him out on the high throw. It got into the first baseman's mitt in snow cone fashion and then popped out as Martin came back down with his leap. That'll be an E6, and it gives the Clippers a 2-1 lead. Now looking at the replay, Martin might have short-armed that one a little bit, trying to get a tag down quickly. But that is definitely an E6. A Jose Fermin at the plate. First two pitches, both out of the zone. Two balls, no strikes to count. Fermin, a solo home run in the third, tied the game. And now the Clippers lead 2-1 on an unearned run here in the fourth inning. Collins takes his lead. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball at the knees for a called strike. 2-1 to Fermin, batting 216 on the year. The home run was his third. The RBI was his sixth. Looks like they're going to start some action down in the Indy bullpen. Fermin shoots one up the middle. A hard hit single. Collins stays put at second base. Two on, two out for Richie Palacios. Eric Henhold, right-hander getting loose for Indianapolis. Time is called, and looks like we're going to get a visit to the hill. Dan Meyer, the pitching coach, talking to Osvaldo. Right-hander gets loose down to the bullpen. The Clippers' pen right now is quiet. It's a bullpen day. Home plate umpire Reed Bassner breaks up the conference. Everybody goes back to their positions. Clippers have hit the ball hard here in the fourth inning. They had some hard hit balls in the third as well against Beto. Trying to chase him early. Remember, Indianapolis used seven pitchers yesterday. Now, in 2022... that's no problem because AAA teams particularly are so stocked with pitching. The challenge is getting everybody enough innings, not necessarily running out of arms. 1-0 pitch. That is high. Two balls and no strikes to Palacios. Long look in from the right-hander. He's got his side. Looks to second base at Gavin Collins. Now turns and fires and misses low, 3-0. Starting his third trip through the order. Indianapolis lists 17 pitchers and one guy on a Major League rehab assignment. That was yesterday's starter, Sam Howard. There's a called strike. That was a balk. So it will be still a 3-0 count with runners at second and third. So Palacios sitting in the catbird seat here. 3-0 offering. He swings, and it's for Bay, but he stays with it, throws to first in time for the out. Now Palacios thought he had a pitch he could drive, but the defense cleans it up. The Clippers, though, do get an unearned run because of some sloppy defense. One run, two hits, one costly error, and a 2-1 Clippers lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
It's the bottom of the fourth inning here in Annapolis, Indiana. Right smack in the middle of the Hoosier State. Clippers on top, 2-1. Mason Martin to lead things off. It's 4, 5, and 6 due up for the home team. Brett Daniels back out there for a second inning of work for the Clippers. Bullpen day, Zach on 2 hits. First pitch off speed, just low to Martin. For ball one, he was hit by a pitch his first time up, stole second base. He's batting .326 on the year with a couple of home runs. Very good start to the campaign for this left-handed batter. Next pitch is high, 2-0. Daniels holds, deals, and gets a swing and a drive down the right field line. Hooking, foul right beyond the Clippers bullpen. Members of the Clippers bullpen sitting on chairs down there near the right field corner, scattered as that one came their way. Daniels ready again. Misses high and away with the fastball. Cleveland took Daniels from Houston in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft. Here's ball four, high and away. Leadoff man aboard. That is the first time today for Indianapolis that they've put the leadoff man a base. Rodolfo Castro will stand in. Castro grounded to second base his first time up. Middle infield looking for a double play ball. First pitch swing, and he chased a breaking ball for strike one. Castro, he made his major league debut last year for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and said he is the only player in major league history. Next pitch coming is high and away. To have his first 5 hits all be home runs. Actually made his major league debut on April 21st against the Detroit Tigers, played in 1 game, 3 at-bats, went 0-for-3. And then was sent back to Double-A. 1-1 pitch. Fouled away. He was recalled in May when hitless in his first... Or excuse me, he was not recalled in May. He was recalled in July. Didn't have a hit in his first 2 games. And then against the New York Mets on July the 9th, he hit a solo home run. Went hitless the next day, and then on July the 11th, went 2-for-4 with a pair of home runs. So 3 hits, all of them homers. Swings here and hits it foul down toward his own bullpen. 1-2 the count. He was then sent back to Double-A, recalled again in late July, hitless in his first game against Milwaukee, and then on July the 28th, against the Brewers, went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs. 5 major league hits, all for homers. Daniels, a long hold, now the pitch, and it's high and away, 2-2. On July 30th, against Philadelphia, he went 1-for-5 with a double. So he got another extra base hit. The next day, July 31st, he finally hit a single. He would not hit another home run in the majors the rest of the year. Two fastball is well up out of the zone. Full count, nobody out. Now, Mason Martin has been taking some very generous leads at first and starting to break into his secondary lead before Daniels is pitching. See if he's off here. Here's the offering, and it's hit. Broken bat flare down the right field line. It will fall in for a base knock just inside the stripe. Daniel Johnson fires in towards second base, and the ball is dropped by Tolman. Not able to squeeze it, and so not able to put a tag on. The runner stays at third, Martin. Tolman looks to the heavens in chagrin, unhappy with the fact that he wasn't able to grab the baseball. It was a funky in-between hop. Johnson's throw was ahead of the runner. But because of the hop, it made it a difficult play. Rodolfo slides in head first safe with a double, and he represents what would be the go-ahead run with the potential tying run at third. Nobody out for Kanan Smith and Jigba. Left-handed batter struck out his first time up. Swings the first pitch breaking ball and fouls it away on the first base side, 0-1. Kanan is the brother of Jackson Smith Njigba, wide receiver for the Ohio State Buckeyes. The pitch. Off the outside corner by an eyelash. 1-1 count. Long pause and the pitch. Fastball. Boy, that's a good-looking pitch, and I'm not sure where it missed. Gavin Collins isn't sure either. 2-1. Brett Daniels works very slowly. He's utilizing almost all of those 19 seconds. Smith and Jigba flies one down the right field line, and it's going to be a foul ball. Home plate umpire made the call. First base umpire Aaron Higgins is over near the second base bag, so the call wound up going to Zoe Evans. And he made it a bit late. Daniel Johnson helped him out. He called it a foul ball the whole way. Smith and Jigba saying, hey, I think that's a fair ball. We'll look at the replay here. And it was a very, very close thing. Oh, boy. It landed, I mean, as close to the line as you can get. But just outside of it. So for now, the Clippers' lead is still 2-1. 2-2 pitch, fastball way up top. Daniel sets at the belt, checks the runner at third. Now deals. And a ground ball right back to him, right past second base, up the middle for a base knock. One run is in, here comes another, and everything is as it would have been had that ball been called fair down the right field line. A two-run hit for Smith and Jigba, and Indianapolis regains the lead. 3-2 ball game. And Cal Mitchell to the plate. Time called. Rigo Beltran out to have a word with Brett Daniels. Now Kanan Smith and Jigba thought he had the base hit, and then wound up getting one right back up the middle. Mentioned brother of Jackson Smith and Jigba, who set a lot of records in the 108th Rose Bowl game. Jackson Smith and Jigba went for 347 yards receiving. Ohio State victory over Utah. Five receptions for the Buckeyes in 2021. That a single season record. Receiving yards 1606. That's a record. Receptions per game, yards per game. All new highs for the Buckeyes, who have had a pretty storied receiving core come through Ohio Stadium. No doubt about that. Some of the best to ever do it. He leads away from first base, his brother Kanan. And the first pitch to Cal Mitchell is a called strike, 0-1. Mitchell singled in the second inning, was eliminated on a double play. It's been a back-and-forth ball game. 0-1 pitch coming. And that is high and away. One ball, one strike to Mitchell. .350 batting average on the season. Three homers and 12 batted in for the Indianapolis right fielder. Indy scored first, solo home run. Clippers tied it on a Jose Fermin homer. And they took the lead with an unearned run, and Indy has battled back. Three batters into this fourth inning. Walk, double, single. And here's another base hit. Rising line drive into left center field. Gets down. Alex Call cuts it off, fires into second base. Smith and Jigba on to third. They're on the corner, still nobody out. Looks like Clippers are going to get some action going down in their bullpen. It is a bullpen day. Got two innings out of Zach Draper, one clean inning from Daniels in the third, but he has not recorded an out yet here in the fourth. Fastball up and in here. Bends Perez away from the plate. Three defenders on the right side against the left-handed batter. Fermin all alone on the left side. The pitch in the dirt, smothered by Collins. Kevin Coulter is the arm down in the Clippers bullpen. 2-0 pitch. A little bit high. Three balls and no strikes. Daniels just struggling here in the fourth inning. He's ready. And here's his 3-0 pitch. And it's high for ball four. The runner at first, Cal Mitchell, took off for second base. And then because Perez didn't really move on the pitch, Mitchell froze in his tracks and started to run back to first. He wasn't exactly sure what the situation was. He thought he knew, and he actually... That's five in a row for Indianapolis, reaching base, and nobody out with the bases loaded. Two runs in, Indy on top, 3-2, and the nine hitter, Jared Olivo, to the plate. Olivo fly to right field to lead off the third inning. He was the first man to face Brett Daniels. First pitch on the inside corner for a called strike. Middle infield playing for a double play ball. Fermin even with the bag at third. He gets a sharp ground ball his way. He'll try and come to the plate. The 0-1 pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Tolman's got it to second for one. Relay to first in plenty of time for the double play. A run will score as Mitchell crosses home, and it's 4-2. But the Clippers will exchange that run for two outs in this situation. Back to the top of the order for O'Neill Cruz. Well, Cruz is a talent offensively, but he has not done much in this series. You wonder at some point when he is going to break out. You just hope it doesn't come in a big situation. Daniels goes to work. There was a home run swing, but he came up empty 0-1. One of the things that Cruz will always battle is some swing and miss, because he's got, at 6'7", you can't help but have long arms and legs and a lot of complication to your motions. 0-1. And that bounces in. Ball and a strike. Just because of the sheer mechanics involved with moving those long levers, there are going to be holes in the swing. Next pitch, Daniels misses outside 2-1. One of the strange things about is a guy as tall as Cruz is, he stands pretty close to the plate. His heels are just about the center of the left-handed batter's box. Takes off the inside corner, 3-1. Daniels has his sign. Here comes the pitch. And it's a big swing and a miss. Threw him a breaking ball. Cruz was anticipating getting the heater on 3-1, and it didn't come. Daniels trying to work through this inning. He's allowed three runs so far. Collins sets the mitt. Here comes the pitch. Got him again on the off-speed stuff. A swing and a miss. Cruz goes down swinging. Three runs, though, on three hits. One man left aboard. And the Clippers see their 2-1 lead turn into a 4-2 deficit as we go to the fifth inning.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
This is Fogelman, ready to hustle for that muscle.
Membership numbers at Sly's Gym have been racking up.
22 people have signed up for 6 a.m. buns of steel.
Now he needs more certified trainers to do all the heavy lifting.
I'm going to have to bulk up my staff.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates for healthier looking skin in just 14 days. From dry and dull to firm and radiant. So I can step into my day feeling my best in my skin. And now try Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for visibly firmer skin that improves over time. Olay Body, fearless in my skin.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Will Benson lead things off for the Clippers as we go to inning number five. It's a 4-2 Indianapolis lead. Three runs for the home team in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And it's up to the bullpens for both teams the rest of the way. New hurler on for Indianapolis, Eric Hanhold. 6'5", 210-pound right-hander out of Bartlett, Tennessee. Pittsburgh got him off the waiver wire from Baltimore after the 2021 season. Split the season last year between the Major Leagues and AAA Norfolk. And hold from the set goes to work. And Will Benson takes a breaking ball inside 1-0. Gets the final numbers for Bido as Benson pops one up into shallow left field. Coming on, Smith and Jigba. He'll make the catch for out number one. Brings up Alex Cole. Bido went two runs total on three hits. He walked three batters, didn't strike out anybody. An odd day for Bido as in his first three outings of the season, he averaged close to two strikeouts per inning. He did not strike out a Clipper today, and the three walks, more than he had issued previously altogether in the season. Bido threw 64 pitches, 36 for strikes. One ball, one strike, the count to call. Breaking ball in for a called strike. Make it 1-2. Alex walked in the first inning, fly to left field in the third. The pitch. Bouncer. Blocked by Michael Perez. Long pause. Now the 2-2. Curveball swung on and fouled away. Our first look at handhold, and looks like good hard fastball, sharp breaking ball, and a slow worker. They just now started the pitch clock. They, here in Indianapolis, have been probably a couple seconds. Here's a fly ball hit to shallow center field. Oliva starts in at a trot, now goes to a dead sprint, makes the catch on the run for out number two. They appear to be a second or two behind where the pitch clock at Huntington Park was running. Now, as a result, we have had very few violations here. Two down, bases empty. Called strike to Oscar Gonzalez for strike one. And hold ready. He deals. And that one bounces in. One ball, one strike. Gonzalez was a home run shy of the cycle yesterday. Today he has grounded out twice, once to the shortstop and once to second base. 304 batting average, three homers, eight batted in. The 1-1. Got it in on the handle of the bat. He still hit it deep to left field. Fighting the sun and making the catch is Smith and Jigba. One step on the warning track, but that's out number three. The Clippers go in order for the first time today, and we are halfway through regulation innings at Victory Field. Indianapolis leading Columbus 4-2.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you can save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment. And only, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Indy coming up here with a two-run advantage over the Clippers in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Kevin Coulter is on to pitch. Coulter made one appearance for Columbus earlier in the season and then was sent to Double-A. He pitched one scoreless, hitless inning, walked a batter, did not have a strikeout against Lehigh Valley. Jihwan Bey, 0-for-2 with a flyout to left and a flyout to right, stands into the left-handed batter's box, and we've got a pitch clock violation, it looks like. Yes, indeed. So Coulter hit with a violation. It's 1-0. So now he's ready, and he delivers. It's a strike on the outside corner. Left-hander warming for Indianapolis. Trey McGill. Time called now before the pitch. And it has been a fractured start to the bottom of the fifth inning, to be sure. All right, here we go. Coulter delivers. It's a fastball. Popped up foul. Out of play on the third base side. 1-2. Just talking about the pitch clock in the last half inning. About how it's been set differently. It's another high fly ball to left field. Racing back on it, Will Benson. Changes directions as the wind grabs hold of the baseball, puts it toward the left. Well, that time the pitch clock started when the third baseman, Jose Fermin, was still in foul territory after chasing after that pop-up. And I think that's what Coulter was just talking with the first base umpire about, saying, hey, you're not supposed to start that clock until after a foul ball the defenders get back to their positions or close to them. One down. First pitch low and away to Anthony Alford. That was a good job there on the play in left field by Will Benson. Off the bat, it was to his right, and so he started to track that way, but the wind blowing hard across the field from right to left changed its trajectory. Here's a deep fly ball to center field. Call racing back. Now slows to a trot shy of the warning track. That's a deep, deep part of this ballpark. About 400 feet away from home, but he will make the catch. Nowhere close to the wall for out number two. Alford had a crush job home run his first time up. That was the first run of the ballgame. So Benson showing good acumen in the outfield, whether in center or in left as he is today. Two down, bases empty for Mason Martin. Martin has come up twice, has been on base twice, and does not have an at-bat. He was hit by a pitch in the first, walked as part of that three-run fourth inning. Takes low and away for ball one here. Brett Daniels, two innings, three runs, three hits, two walks, and a strikeout. Daniels threw 48 pitches, 26 for strikes. Coulter deals, and it's outside. Two balls, no strikes to count to Martin. 326 batting average. Clippers right-hander from the first base side of the slab. Kicks and fires. Again, it is tracing away from Benson, and he is not going to get to this one. It hits off the warning track, goes up over the screen and into the stands. That'll be an automatic double. Benson can't believe that one was a fair ball. It was fair by a fair piece. He was not entirely sure how to navigate that corner. That's a left-hander hitting the ball to left field. There was a lot of slice to it, and that time with the wind, Benson, you could tell right from the get-go, he wasn't getting after it quickly enough. And again, you know, we talked about it in the last half inning. Kanan Smith and Jigba was fighting the sun. Well, Benson was doing the same thing, trying to track the flight of the baseball, accelerate to it as it continued to spin away from him, and try and figure out where the left field corner is in an unfamiliar field while staring into the sun. Couldn't get it done. Falls in as a double for Mason Martin. With two down, he's at second base. Fastball inside to Rodolfo Castro for ball one. Coulter ready. Peaks to second, now goes to work, and is swinging a fly ball foul out of play. Evens the count at 1-1. Well, fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scotts, let's get to the yard. Here comes the 1-1. Fastball inside. Pickoff attempt at second base, and the throw eluded the glove of Tolman. He tried to make the tag before he had the ball. Richie Palacios scoops it up in shallow center field, so the runner won't go anywhere. Boy, if the catch is made and the tag is put down, I think they got a pretty good at nailing Mason Martin there at second base. It was a short in-between hop as the ball bounced 5 feet in front of the second base bag. Counts 2-1. The pitch. Ground ball towards second base. Routine for Palacios. He's got it. Throws to first. The two-out double comes to nothing for Indianapolis. We go to the sixth inning here at Victory Field. Indy leading Columbus by a 4-2 score.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Clippers coming up in the top of the Johnson will be the leadoff man. New pitcher for Indianapolis, Trey McGough. Go the left-hander. 6'3", 195 pounds out of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. 24th round pick in 2019 by the Pittsburgh Pirates last season, high A and double A, where he plied his trade. Go making his first appearance here for Indianapolis. Johnson 0 for 2. He has twice grounded to second base. Swings at the first pitch fastball and fouls it in and out of the catcher's mitt. The wind of the pitch. Breaking ball. That's a called strike at the bottom of the zone. Johnson can't believe it. No 2 pitch. He swings and fouls it to the dirt. Oh, it's a call. It's caught. It looked like the catcher was hit by a foul ball the way he reacted to it. But apparently it was caught for a third strike. So a right-handed batter at the plate now. David Fry takes a big empty swing at the first offering, 0-1. Triple-A debut for Mago. Next pitch. Swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. Quickly, 0-2. Starter last year in Double-A. He pitched out of the bullpen in 2019. And in Greensboro to start the 2021 season, he made one start in 6 appearances. Gets a pop-up here to shallow right. Calling for it, Bay will make the catch for out number 2. But then when he was promoted to Double-A, he was a starter, 18 starts in 18 appearances, 6-5 with a .341 earned run average. Mitch Tolman to the plate. Tolman takes inside for ball 1. He walked in the second inning and singled in the fourth. Tolman would come around to score after stealing second base. His run gave the Clippers the lead at the time, 2-1. Indianapolis, though, put together a big 3-run inning to grab the lead right back. It's a 4-2 ball game. 1-0 fastball, swung on and missed, make it 1-1. McGo working quickly. Deals another fastball, and that one is low and away. 2 balls and a strike. Now the 2-1. Misses outside. 3 balls and 1. Baseball America says Mago has the best control in the Pittsburgh farm system. Though he's not ranked in their top 30 prospects. 3-1 fouled off, out of play, full count. So Indy used 7 pitchers yesterday. They're on their third today. There's ball 4, a little bit downstairs. Brought to you by Huntington Bank. There are not many of them. Just 2 games going on, but they involve the parent clubs of both of these teams. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Cleveland Guardians putting it on the Chicago White Sox in the first game of a doubleheader, 10-0. With the Guards coming up in the bottom of the third. First pitch here is a heater low and inside to Gavin Collins. Gabriel Arias getting his first major league start, got an RBI on a fielder's choice ground out, and then came around to score. When Jose Ramirez hit his second grand slam of the season. Foul ball back. Ramirez is the first Cleveland Guardian to have 2 grand slams in April. Guardians chased Dallas Keuchel in the second inning. He didn't record an out in that frame. 1-2 pitch is off speed and downstairs to Collins. Two balls and a strike. The other game is Pittsburgh at the Brewers, and Milwaukee leads them 1-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Shane Bieber on the hill for the Guardians. You think 10 runs is enough for that guy? There's a hard line drive. Boy, that almost went right to the chest of O'Neill Cruz. He got the glove up at just the last moment as the ball started to bend in toward him, and he makes the catch for out number three. Boy, there have been some scorched balls hit to infielders here today in Indianapolis. The Clippers get no runs, no hits. They leave a man aboard. And heading to the bottom of the sixth inning, it is 4-2, Indianapolis on top.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think it analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI, Columbus.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Clippers trailing 4-2 here in Indianapolis. Kanan Smith and Jigba to lead things off. Kevin Coulter back out there. Misses low and away for ball one. Smith and Jigba had the go-ahead hit. Swings here and misses 1-1. He thought he had it the pitch before, dropping a ball down the right field line just into foul territory. After that was called a foul ball, he shot one up the middle for a two-run single. That put Indy on top 3-2. He would come around to score in that inning to make it 4-2, and that's where we stand. 2-1 pitch. Held back. It's just high and away. Three balls and a strike. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun. When you are at Huntington Park, you can't be there to watch a Clippers game until next week. Coulter deals, it's fouled away. Clippers host Louisville next week, beginning April the 26th. Payoff pitch, fouled to the screen once more. Set by the right-hander, and the offering, it is just off the outside corner. I mean, a close pitch right there, borderline one way or the other, but I will say this. The pitch clock had expired 2 seconds earlier, and the home plate umpire did not call it. You wonder if that factors in at all in those borderline calls. Cal Mitchell, 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. That's going to be where the rubber meets the road. First pitch swing and a ground ball through the left side of the infield. Mitchell is 3-for-3 on the day. Smith and Jigba stays at second base. They're at first and second, nobody out. And Indy has something cooking here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It is easy for an umpire to call a pitch clock violation on a pitcher or a batter on the 1-1. But if it's a 3-2 count and one or the other violates the letter of the law, is the home plate umpire going to make a call? There's the pitch, a fastball high and away. One ball, no strikes to Michael Perez. He has hit into a double play and drawn a walk and was eliminated on a double play. Twin kill would be good news here for Columbus. Four runs, seven hits, an error for Indianapolis. Two runs, three hits, an error for the Clippers. The pitch, check swing at the breaking ball. Did he go? No. They asked the third base umpire, and that appeal is denied, so it's 2-0. We'll look at this date in Clippers history, brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. The 2-0. Fouled away. This date in Clippers history goes back to 2009. And this is a story that will live in Huntington Park infamy. And for staunch fans of the Clippers, really the only thing I have to say is Willie Valdez. Runners go. Here's the pitch. And it is high. Collins can't find the handle to throw. So both base runners will be credited with a stolen base. And it's a 3-1 count. So Coulter's in some trouble here. The infield draws in. 3-1 pitch is not even close. Ball four. In what Anthony Schlosser calls the most bizarre ending to a game in baseball history, Wilson Valdez struck out on third base as the Clippers lost 7-6 to Louisville. The 2009 Clippers would go on to produce the worst record in franchise history, but that humiliation did not last as they recovered to win Governor's Cup championships in both 2010 and 2011. Tacked on Governor's Cup titles in 2015 and 2019, and that is the most Governor's Cups ever won. 11 championships for the Clippers. Jared Oliva is due up with the bases loaded and nobody out. Ben Crowth is warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen. Well, Indy loaded the bases in the fourth inning with nobody out, and put three runs on the board before the Clippers could staunch the bleeding. Brett Daniels authored a clean, relatively, first inning of work before scuffling in his second inning, and Coulter has done the same thing. He allowed a hit but no runs in the fifth, and now here in the sixth inning he has not retired a batter. And misses high on the first offering to the nine-hitter, Oliva. Oliva's fly to right and hit into a double play. And again, the Clippers will play for two up the middle. The 1-0. Well outside, two balls and no strikes. Coulter sets chest high. He deals. Close call off the outside corner, 3-0. What about this date for Indianapolis? Back in 1956, Roger Maris hit a pair of home runs in an 8-7 home loss to Denver. 3-0 pitch. 4. Maris would hit 17 home runs that year and lead the Indianapolis Indians to an American Association pennant, championship, and Junior World Series title. 5 years later, Maris would set the single-season home run record with 61 home runs for the New York Yankees. Here comes Andy Tracy, and that's going to mean a pitching change for the Clippers as Oliva draws a four-pitch walk with the bases loaded to make it 5-2 Indianapolis. Still nobody out. Bases still loaded. And a new pitcher coming on for the Clippers. We'll tell you about it after this.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Ben Crowth, the lefty on. Base is still full of Indianapolis Indians here. The Indians lead the Clippers by a 5-2 score, trying to snap that Columbus 9-game winning streak. Up as Indy goes back to the top of the order. O'Neill Cruz is 0-3 so far today. He has not had a great series. I said it last time up. You know he's going to break out at some point. You just don't want it to be in a big situation. Well, this is one. The Clippers are down 3. And Indy can break it wide open right now. The 1-0. This is wide. 2 balls and no strikes. Duo swung on, hit high in the air, but foul and out of play on the left side. Next pitch, Crowth throws a fastball over the outer black for a called strike, 2-1. Crowth out of Concord, California. 16th round pick in 2016. His 2-2 pitch. Swung on and foul tipped in and out of the catcher's mitt. Crowth making his 5th appearance. He's yet to allow a run. He's only given up 1 hit. 5 1/3 innings, no runs, a hit, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. So his numbers look very, very good in the early returns. Next offering, off speed, called 3rd strike on the inside corner. He froze Cruz. That is the first out of the inning. Jihwan Bay runs well, runs from the left side, and so far today has hit it in the air 3 times. Flat out twice to left, once to right. Here's the pitch. And it's a fastball inside. Bay does not get into many deep counts. He's up there swinging.
Oh,
Mitchell at third, Perez at second, Oliva at first, already a run in, and an off-speed pitch comes in high and tight, two balls and nothing. Farine well off the line at third. Tolman behind the second base bag at short base, swings and slaps it foul on the left side. 2-1. Now again, it is a thin crowd on this Wednesday afternoon. Krauth deals. Slow ground ball up the middle. Tolman again fields it, standing on second and throws to first. Taylor May double play, easy as you please, and that will keep the damage to a minimum. Indianapolis scores a run on a hit, three walks, three left. We go to the seventh inning. Clippers down by a 5-2 score.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Son? It's time for us to have the talk.
Oh, no.
I want to talk to you about...
Dad, I'm 34.
Your portfolio.
Aww.
There are a lot of new alternative investments out there that might seem fun and trendy, but I just want you to build a smart portfolio.
A smart portfolio?
Exactly. And one way you can do that is by adding blue chip art to your portfolio with Masterworks.
Blue chip art?
That's right. And you can get promo code THE TALK. See important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclaimer.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Make sure your plans are on track for the kind of retirement you're counting on. And if you don't have a plan in place, it's time to get started. Listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services for the Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. This week, John Heishman discusses managing risk in retirement. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top of the seventh inning, Clippers down by a 5-2 score. Not much cooking in the way of offense for Columbus today. They've been one of the better hitting teams around the International League this season, but just three hits. Two runs for Columbus. Jose Fermin had a solo home run in the third inning to get him on the board. That tied the game. Then they scored an unearned run in the fourth inning to take a 2-1 lead. That came with a two-out single, a stolen base, and then an error. And since then, the Clippers do not have a hit. Here is the aforementioned Jose Fermin. The home run was his third of the year. Indianapolis dips back into the bullpen. Cam Aldrich, left-hander, goes to work, and the first pitch is popped up to shallow left field. Smith and Jigba comes in underneath, loses his hat for about the fourth time today, but makes the first time today. Cam Aldrich, 6'3", 205-pound left-hander out of Batavia, Ohio. Pittsburgh drafted him in the 24th round of the 2018 draft. 25-year-old pitched in AA and AAA last year. Back to the top of the order, Richie Palacios hits a slow ground ball. Picked up by the first baseman, Martin. Aldrich covering first, takes the throw and beats Palacios to the bag, and very, very quickly, two are out. Brings up Will Benson. Benson 0 for 2 with a walk today. Drew a free pass in the third inning. Yeah. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch is a fastball for a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Aisle scores brought to you by Huntington Bank, proud title sponsor of Huntington Park, the home of the Clippers. Benson swings and pops it up. And we're probably going to have to get you those scores in the bottom of this seventh inning. The catch is made by Rodolfo Castro for out number three. The Clippers go in order. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It is 5-2, Indianapolis in front.
What makes Donato's Donato's? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge-to-edgeness. From fresh-sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration.
3 times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Bottom seven, 3-4-5 due up for Indianapolis. The home team leads Columbus by a 5-2 score. Ben Kraut, the left-hander, back out there, deals a called strike. India's lost 4 games in a row. The Clippers have won 9 straight, both those streaks in jeopardy. 0-1 out in front of the off-speed. Anthony Alford took a big empty swing to go down 0-2. Also around the International League, Memphis has scored a run in the seventh, but they still trail Omaha at home 7-6. Alford swings, and it's one to the right field corner. A long run for Daniel Johnson. It will fall in foul just outside the line on the warning track. Memphis 7-6. Omaha just under the 500 mark at 6-7, beginning to play today, trying to even their mark in the top of the eighth inning. Second game of a doubleheader going in Buffalo. The first game went the way of the Bisons, 2-1. And Scranton Wilkes-Barre is just a 3-2 lead in the back half of that twin bill. Can't even call it a nightcap. They're about to be done with a doubleheader by late afternoon. 0-2 pitch again. Fastball high and away. Doubleheader in Syracuse today. Game one will start at 4:05. A couple other finals. Louisville at home beat Iowa 3-2, and Jacksonville smothered Gwinnett today 9-1. 1-2 pitch. Missed just tight to even things at 2-2. Krauth's next offering. Swung on and missed. Pulled the string. Alford down on strikes. We got Mason Martin. The Clippers haven't gotten Martin out today. He was hit by a pitch in the first, walked and scored in the fourth, and had a ground rule double in the fifth inning. Lefty-lefty matchup with the overshift on the right side of the infield. Big empty swing on the first offering, 0-1. 12:05 first pitch tomorrow. Slider swung on and missed, make it 0-2. Friday, they'll have the only 7:05 start in the series. Saturday, 6:35, and then back to 1:35 on Sunday for the wrap-up. Krause ready, his 0-2 pitch bounces in. Indianapolis jumped out to a pretty good start to the season. Against Omaha, they took 4 out of 6. Before losing 3 out of 5 against St. Paul, they were washed out on the 14th. They've got a doubleheader to make up later in the season. Clippers, meanwhile, split against Lehigh Valley to start the year and then swept Syracuse in 6 games at Huntington Park. 2-2, breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike 3. Martin down on strikes, brings up Rodolfo Castro, switch hitter batting from the right side. Castro a double and a run scored in 3 trips to the plate, batting 306 on the season. First pitch to him is a fastball high and tight, 1 ball, no strikes. Bottom of the 7th inning, 5-2 lead for Indianapolis. 5 runs on 7 hits and an error, 2 runs, 3 hits and an error for the Clippers. Kraut delivers. Outside, 2-0. Clippers entered play today with the best record in the International League at 10-3. Worcester 9-3. They've got that doubleheader today after being rained out yesterday. They're atop the International League East Division, half game ahead of the Norfolk Tides. 3-0 pitch, and that is in for a called strike. A get me over fastball to Castro. Nashville started out the year a little bit slowly, but they've gotten hot, winners of 8 of 10. Curveball, that's a strike. And so they are just... Base is empty, 2 down, 3-2 pitch coming. Just got a piece. Krauth went back to the breaking ball, and Castro able to foul it away and continue this at bat. From the belt, the left-hander kicks and fires and missed way up top for ball 4. So there has not been a clean inning authored by a Clippers pitcher yet today. The closest they came was in the 2nd when the minimum came to the plate because of a double play ball. But Cal Mitchell did have a single in that inning. Kanan Smith-Njigba down to the plate. Lefty-lefty matchup. He struck out in the 2nd inning. Big 2-run single in the 4th that gave Indianapolis back the lead, and a walk and a run scored in the 6th inning. So he has had a hand in 4 of the 5 runs today for Indianapolis. Throw goes to first and the runner goes back. The only run he was not a part of was Anthony Alford's solo home run in the 1st inning that gave Indy a 1-0 lead. The pitch. Fastball outside, 1-0. So Andy Tracy trying to get 2 innings out of basically all his pitchers today. Krauth misses downstairs. Zach Draper went 2, gave up a run on 2 hits. Brett Daniels went 2, 3 runs, 3 hits. Kevin Coulter was only able to get through 1 inning. He came out for a 2nd inning of work, faced 4 batters, and didn't get any of them out. Walk, single, walk, walk. Ben Croft came on in relief, got a strikeout. Here goes the runner, here comes the pitch, and it's hit high in the air and deep to right field. Racing back, still back, Alex Call at the warning track, makes the catch at the base of the wall as the wind knocked that one down and kept it in the yard. Indianapolis kept off the board. Richie Palacios is commiserating, actually, with Smith and Jigba. He hit one earlier that goes out on a calm day. But right now, the Clippers come up in the eighth inning needing offense. They're down 5-2.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hi, I'm Charles Burris, franchisee for Papa John's here in Central Ohio. Do you like driving or delivering products to folks at home? I sure did. I delivered pies for over 2 years before making pizza my lifelong career. Let me tell you why delivering at Papa John's is right for you. First, you're on the clock and getting paid versus waiting on a delivery to come through. Our shops are busy and we'll have a run waiting for you. You won't wonder when the next delivery is or how far you're driving with our limited delivery areas. We reimburse for every delivery. Plus, you'll earn great tips from our loyal customers who appreciate our quality. Whether full-time or part-time, our flexible schedules give you the freedom you want to become part of our team. And when you're ready to come off the road, like I was, we have growth opportunities waiting for you throughout our company. So join the Papa John's team and find out why we're the right place for you. Stop by one of our stores or apply online at jobs.papajohns.com.
Papa John's is an equal opportunity employer. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Franchise employment offerings and conditions shall be determined by the individual franchise owner.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Top of the eighth inning, Clippers down 3 runs. First pitch swinging and a hard hit ball into left field will fall in for a base hit, and the Clippers have the leadoff man aboard. Alex Call with a base hit. Just the second time today that the leadoff man has reached for Columbus. The first time he wasn't on base very long. It was Jose Fermin's solo home run in the third. Columbus has done a pretty good job bringing home leadoff base runners, but today they just haven't really had any. Until now. We'll see if they can put together an inning now. Oscar Gonzalez to the plate. First pitch swinging. He hits one hard, but foul on the first base side. Eric Mock warming up for Columbus down bullpen way. 0-1 against Gonzalez. He is 0-3 on the day. Aldred out for his second inning of work. Throws a fastball that swung on and fouled straight back. Clippers fans, you can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Aldridge dangling the left arm as he looks in for his sign. He's got it. Checks the runner a couple of times. Now delivers and a swing and a foul ball back. Came with the off speed. Gonzalez had started his swing early. Had to slow his hands down just to make contact. Next pitch. Slow roller, first base side. It's going to be tough. Aldred comes to get it. His only play is to first. He will get it there ahead of the sprinting Gonzalez for the out. Call moves into scoring position. Daniel Johnson now 0-3 on the day. Has grounded to second twice and struck out. 5-2 ball game. Indianapolis on top trying to get in the win column and snap a four-game losing streak. Aldred peeks to second base, turns and fires, and a ball popped up behind home plate. Will reach the seats. Daniel Johnson hitting well with runners in scoring position. 6 for 13. Both of his home runs have come with runners in scoring position. He has driven in 8 runs. 462 batting average with runners at second and or third base. Down on the count, though, the pitch. Hit on the ground, right side, through for a base hit. DJ does it again. Call will hold at third as Cal Mitchell came up with the baseball quickly. Down 3 runs, you don't take the chance there. So that will bring the potential tying run to the plate in the person of David Fry, the first baseman hitless today, 0 for 3. He does have 2 home runs on the year. He's fouled out to the catcher, grounded out to third base, and popped out to second base. The lefty is ready, looks to first, fires, and just missed the outside corner for ball one. Johnson's got good speed at first. Fry batting just 133 on the season, but an opportunity to do some damage right now. Swings and fouls one away. Came to the Guardians organization after previously being with Milwaukee. One. Middle infield looking for a double play ball. And now the Clippers have a pair of relievers warming up. In addition to Mock, Alex Young, the left-hander, has started getting loose. Next pitch, swung on to miss, strike 3. Two down now for Mitch Tolman. Tolman's been up 3 times today, 2 walks and a single. He's got 1 home run and 6 RBIs on the day. And again, trying to get one out of here to right field today. That is tough sledding. We've seen a couple of fly balls out that way that on a calm day or even a blowing out day would have gone, but not today. First pitch to Tolman is a strike. Now, there was a wild pitch down in the Clippers' bullpen that sent a baseball out to the warning track in right field. And they're just now picking it up. Here at Victory Field, the pitchers actually throw away from home plate. Most bullpens are aligned so the pitcher throws toward home, down the sidelines if they are in the field of play. 0-1. Swung on to miss quickly, 0-2. Clippers have him on the corners. This is arguably their best threat of the ball game. In their run-scoring innings, there was a solo home run. There's a runner at second base, and an error brought somebody around. Next pitch misses low and away, 1-2. Columbus has had no sustained offense today. In the first 3 innings, their only base runners reached on walks, and none of those runners reached second base. Again, the 1-2. 2-2. Tolman grinding here. 2 walks today gives him a dozen on the year. Slightly open stance in the left-handed batter's box. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swings and shoots it foul down the left field line. Thirty at-bats for Tolman. When I say grinding, he just has that appearance. We've not seen a ton of him, obviously, in the early going in the season, but he's got the look of one of those grinders. Just makes you work if you're going to get him out. Here he swings at the 2-2 and skies it to right center field. Easy play. Mitchell and Oliva both there. It'll be the center fielder making the call and the catch. And the Clippers' threat is squashed here in the top of the eighth inning. No runs, two hits, two men left. Bottom of the eighth after this. Clippers trailing 5-2.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
It feels good having someone on your side. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Clippers down 5-2. For Indianapolis, is the bottom third of the order due up, and Eric Mock to the pitcher's mound for the Clippers. Back to the bullpen once more. Mock has made one appearance for the Clippers this year. That's his only appearance on the season. No runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts in two-thirds of an inning. So no record for him. Right-hander delivers, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Last season pitched at Lynchburg, Lake County, and Akron. Gets ground ball right between his legs out towards the shortstop, Tolman, who will grab it and throw on to first. Couldn't tell if that maybe had a glancing nick off of one of his legs. Looked like it changed direction slightly. But he didn't seem to indicate that it got a piece of him. Look at the replay, and went right in front of his right shin. So Mitchell is put away. First time today the Clippers have gotten him out. Now Michael Perez. Perez is 0-for-1. He hit into a double play in the second. Then he drew a walk in the fourth and the sixth. 5-2 Indianapolis. They're batting in the eighth inning. Here's a bouncer. 1-0 to Perez, 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Next offering, check swing. And they ask the third base umpire, and up with the right hand goes Zoe Evans. That'll be a strike and a 1-1 count. Perez, hitless on the season, takes a pitch that bends around the outside corner, 2-1. Five-two game, Indy took the lead in the fourth inning with a three-run frame. The big hit was Kanan Smith in Jigba with a two-run single. There's a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, 2-2. That's our Phoenix Bats' big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. Time called by Perez just before Mock can go into Reading, Pennsylvania. The pitch. Ground ball right side. Palacios has it on the second hop. Back in 2019 in the 25th round. hockey, Penn State Nittany Lion. Ghost work against Jared Oliva. The nine hitter takes a strike called at the knees, 0-1. Oliva is 0-for-2 on the day. A bases loaded walk in the sixth inning. Forced in the fifth run. 5-2, Indy on top. Next offering is inside, and it drilled him. So that's a two-out base runner. So the Clippers have not set the side down in order all day long. Indy sent only three to the plate in the second inning, but that was after a base hit and then a double play. First pitch, fastball inside, O'Neill Cruz. 0-for-4 on the day. He reached on an error in the third inning. Struck out each of his last two trips to the plate. Next offering, fastball, strike on the inside corner. Cruz has had trouble against left-handers with breaking stuff. He's had some, but not a lot of production. 1-1 breaking ball misses away. Two balls and a strike. Mock trying to get through this eighth inning. There goes the runner, and he's just going to steal the base. The throw finally goes to second from the pitcher. I don't know if Mock didn't hear or what the situation was, but the runner just took off. Mock held and held and held, finally stepped off and threw to second base, but too late. And Oliva just grabbed second base. So now he's in scoring position. The count is 2-1. And the pitch. That misses low and inside. Three balls and a strike. Five two Indy, bottom of the eighth inning. Mock stands on the extreme first base side of the pitcher's plate. He deals. Breaking ball well outside, ball four. So two base runners, no hits for Indy here in the eighth inning. The Indians have really not hit the ball all that much today, to tell you the truth. Anthony Alford crushed a solo home run in the first inning. And outside of that, you know, Cal Mitchell has three singles. Smith and Jigba had a base hit up the middle that plated two runs. Not a ton of hard contact for Indy today, but the Clippers pitching staff has walked a lot of guys. Seven walks issued. Two hit by pitches. One of those days for Columbus where it's just not a whole lot of clean innings, not a whole lot of clean at-bats, a lot of deep counts. Here's Ji-Hwan Bae. First pitch breaking ball, that's in for a called strike. Bae has flied to left twice, flied to right once, and hit into a double play ball. Set by the righty, long pause. Now the pitch, and a line shot towards second base. Palacios will take it on a hop. Boy, that's a good grab there by Palacios. A sinking line drive and an in-between bounce. Grabs it cleanly, throws to first. That's out number three. No runs, no hits. Two men left aboard, and the last chance for Columbus will come up after these words. They're down by three runs at Victory Field.
Hi, this is Colleen Dill from Dill's Greenhouse. Spring is in full bloom at Dill's right now. Dill's high-quality perennial flowers include many hard-to-find varieties, and most are homegrown right here at Dill's. This weekend is our big perennial sale. Buy three and get the fourth free. And ask our knowledgeable staff, and we can help you choose the right products for your gardening need, including natural and organic products.
Dill's Greenhouse at Rager Road and Route 33 in Groveport. Dillsgreenhouse.net.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit HeaderHeating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Exceed your expectations of what makes a great paint or stain with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains from Menards. Now all 11% off with some of the most advanced technology like enhanced UV resistances, dirt shedding protection, and true on-coat coverage paint and primer in one. Finding your perfect paint or stain is easy. Get 11% off everything, including Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Good through April 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Love this song!
I love Nacho.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Eight, nine, and one, due up for Columbus, and when you need a big inning, well, this is not a bad part in the order to start. You need three runs at least, or the game is over. And the bottom third of the order for the Clippers this year has had a really good on-base percentage. So these guys can be table setters for the top of the order. Collins and Fermin to lead things off. Richie Palacios to follow. New pitcher on. Indianapolis gives the ball to Hunter Stratton. Stratton, 6'4", 225-pounder, 25 years of age. He throws the first pitch, fastball at 94 to the backstop. Right over the batting helmet of Gavin Collins. Stratton drafted by Pittsburgh in round number 16 in the 2017 draft out of Walter State Community College. Native of Bristol, Tennessee. Here's his 1-0. Fastball at the knees over the inside corner for a called strike. Stratton made his AAA debut in 2021. Started the season in AA, 20 games for Altoona, and then 18 appearances for Indianapolis. He was 0-2 with a .342 earned run average. This is fourth game of the season for Indy. Check swing at a pitch in the dirt, and they will appeal. That appeal is denied by the first base umpire. 2-1. So far this year for Indianapolis, he is 1-0 with a 3.86 earned run average. Three appearances, 4 2/3 innings, two runs, two hits. He's given up a homer. He's walked. His 2-1 pitch is a fastball fouled straight back to the screen. Collins 0-for-3 today. He has hit the ball three times to O'Neill Cruz at shortstop. Twice on the ground, once was thrown wildly, and a hard line drive. And Cruz was able to make the catch on. There's a swing and another foul back. That last at bat for Collins, he hit it about as hard as you can. And Cruz was set up to make the catch with the glove chest high and just off to his side, and the ball had some wicked hook to it. And then it snapped. He had to move the glove over at the very last moment to keep that ball from hitting him square in the chest. 2-2 pitch again. Breaking ball. Fouled away once more. Collins batting .250 on the season. Pause in the action as the foul ball got a piece of the catcher. Michael Perez given a moment to collect himself. He is ready. Back behind home plate, running through the signs. Stratton nods in agreement, kicks and fires the 2-2. Another check swing at a breaking ball outside. He didn't go. And the count is run full. Well, I like this from Gavin Collins. Making Stratton throw a lot of pitches, use his full arsenal, let the dugout get a good look at what he's got, because once again, you need three runs here in the ninth inning just to tie. Stratton with a big sigh, now works. Fastball fouled back onto the roof. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming here. And the clock has expired. And the umpire's doing nothing about it. Here's a pop-up on the infield. First baseman Martin underneath will make the catch. Crowd number one. So that question I posed earlier. What will an umpire do with a 3-2 count? And one of the players violating the pitch clock? We have our answer. Now, the point of the pitch clock is not to have a countdown. When we first had it, fans in certain ballparks would count down the clock to try and get into the pitcher's head, and that's not the point. And that's where it becomes a very sticky wicket. Jose Fermin swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. But the rule should apply equally on a 1-1 count as to a 3-2 count. 0-1, fastball up underneath the hands, 1-1. Otherwise, why have the rule? Now the pitch. Breaking ball, strike called on the inside corner. Fermin was jumping out of the way, but that had some good late action. And it's 1-2. One-two breaking ball this time finishes low and away. 2-2. Fermin homered in the third inning, singled in the fourth inning. He's brought his batting average up to .231. He's ready. Stratton is ready. High fly ball to left field. Hit well again. Smith and Jigba at the warning track. At the wall. Bye-bye! It's a two-homer day for Jose Fermin. His home runs might have cleared the wall by a combined 10 feet. But it doesn't matter if you hit him 1 foot over the wall or 100 feet over the wall. They all count the same. And for Fermin, it's his fourth home run of the season. And the Clippers are now within two. Well, he can tell everybody he's got that victory field power. This is not a home run yard by any stretch of the imagination. And for me, the most diminutive of Clippers hitters has gone yard twice. First pitch out of the zone to Richie Palacios for ball one. Palacios hit a ball to right field earlier that is absolutely out of Huntington Park, is absolutely out of almost any park in AAA. But here at Victory Field, it's deep out there, and the wind was blowing in from right, and so it knocked it down and resulted in an out. 1-1 count with an out, and the base is empty. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Alex Young again warming for the Clippers in the bullpen, and there is a right-hander throwing for Indianapolis as well. Christopher Melendez for the home team. Stratton ready. And he deals a swing and a miss, a fastball. By the swinging bat of Richie Palacios for strike three. Clippers down to their final out now. Will Benson to the plate.
Strike out. You might be in 11 seconds with a hand.
Bases empty, two down, three defenders on. Clippers trailing 5-3 from the belt. Stratton delivers. And Benson takes a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 96. Will Benson is 0 for 3 on the day, walked in the third inning. Next offering, he tried to hold up his swing, couldn't do it. And it's 0-2. Indianapolis one strike away from snapping a four-game losing streak and putting an end to the Clippers' nine-game winning streak. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. And that's a called third strike. Painted the outer half with a fastball, and that's your ball game. Clippers fall today by a final score of 5-3 against Indianapolis. We'll be back after this.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit AEP Energy, AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Victory Field. This is the Spectrum postgame show. The Clippers' 9-game winning streak is over. They are now 10-5 on the season. Indianapolis goes back over the 500 mark, snapping a 4-game losing streak. They are 7-6 on the campaign. Here's how it happened from Indianapolis today. Anthony Alford with a solo home run in the first inning got Indy on the board and out to a 1-0 lead. The Clippers would tie it in the third. Jose Fermin hit his third, and that made it a 1-1 contest. The Clippers then took a lead ever so briefly in the top of the fourth inning, a 2-out single from Mitch Tolman. He stole second base, and then Gavin Collins hit a ground ball to the shortstop. Should have ended the inning, but the throw was wild. Collins reached safely. Tolman came around to score, and it was 2-1 Columbus. But from that point on, Indianapolis took control. In the bottom of the fourth inning, they sent the first five men to the plate all on base. Two walks, two singles, and a double. Three runs came in to score. Indianapolis grabbed the lead, and they would not relinquish it. Kanan Smith and Jigba had a big game. He had a two-run single in that fourth inning and then came around to score. Then he walked and scored in the sixth as well. So he had a hand in four of the five Indianapolis runs. The Clippers got a run in the ninth inning. Jose Fermin homered for the second time in the ballgame, giving him four homers on the year. He leads the Clippers in home runs, but it was not enough. Columbus falls today by a final score of 5-3. Final totals from Indianapolis. The Clippers, three runs, six hits, one error, and they left eight men on base. Indianapolis had five runs on seven hits and an error, and they stranded nine. Brett Daniels suffers the loss for the Clippers in his two innings. He allowed three runs on three hits. He falls to 1-1. And the win for Indianapolis goes to Eric Hanhold. He is 1-0, and Stratton gets the save, his first of the season. The game took 2 hours, 37 minutes to play in front of 2,587 for this day game. We'll have another day game tomorrow as we are scheduled for a 12:05 first pitch here at Victory Field. We'll start the pregame show right at high noon, and I hope that you will be with us. So for Kevin Miner back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time from Indianapolis. The Clippers fall by a 5-3 final score. They'll try and get back in the win column tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, everybody.